Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu asked stakeholders to address the backlog of cases in judiciary. Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud underscored judiciary's commitment to provide a safe and accommodating environment for all sections of society, particularly women and other vulnerable groups. In Telangana, flash flood risk warning issued for 19 districts, Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy sounds high alert. Union Home Ministry constitutes inter-ministerial central team to assess damages caused by rainfall and floods in Gujarat. And UN agencies in Gaza Strip launch ambitious campaign to vaccinate more than 6 lakh children against polio amidst pause in fighting between Israel and Hamas. President Draupadi Murmu has said that reducing pendency of cases is a big challenge facing the judiciary. Addressing the two-day national conference of district judiciary at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening, the President said all stakeholders should come together and find solutions to address the backlog of cases. She stressed the need to ponder upon the serious issue of cases remaining pending for as long as over 32 years.
मुकदमे की पेंडेंसी और बैकलॉग न्यायपालिका के समक्ष बहुत बड़ी चुनौती है इस समस्या को प्राथमिकता देकर सभी हितधारकों को समाधान निकालना है मुझे ये जानकर प्रसन्नता हुई है कि इस सम्मेलन के एक सत्र में केस मैनेजमेंट से जुड़े कई आयामों पर चर्चा हुई है मुझे विश्वास है कि इस चर्चाओं के व्यवहारिक परिणाम सामने जरूर आएंगे
President Murmu observed that court decisions in heinous crimes like rape come after generation has passed. She said that due to this, the common man feels that the judicial process lacks sensitivity. The President also unveiled the flag and insignia of the Supreme Court on the occasion. She noted that since its establishment, the Supreme Court has made an invaluable contribution as a vigilant sentinel of the judicial system of the world's largest democracy. In his address, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal expressed pride the Supreme Court has completed the journey of 75 years. Addressing the conference, Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud said the Committee on Reducing Arrears of Cases has laid out an action plan for reducing case pendency through case management. He added that some of the other strategies for dealing with the backlog include pre-litigation dispute resolution. The Chief Justice concluded by underscoring the judiciary's commitment to providing a safe and accommodating environment for all members of society, particularly women and other vulnerable groups.
Inclusivity in the judiciary is a reflection of our broader commitment to equality and justice. Some key measures in this endeavor are 1. Developing a comprehensive framework for gender equality in decision-making. 2. Adopting measures to recruit, train, retain and promote members from diverse and vulnerable groups. And 3. Monitoring the impact of gender equality initiatives.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi had inaugurated the National Conference of District Judiciary yesterday. West Bengal is still witnessing ongoing protests against the brutal rape and murder at the RG Corps Medical College and Hospital and demand for justice for the victim. The city witnessed a number of rallies even today. Artists, doctors, students and common people took part in a rally of the civil society. The march began from College Square to end at Dharmatala. Actors Aparna Sen, Chethi Ghoshal, Swastika Mukherjee and others participated in it. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has said that the government is actively exploring various avenues to ensure gig and platform workers are covered under social security. He said this while chairing a review meeting on social security for gig and platform workers in New Delhi today. He stressed that the government is fully committed to the well-being of gig and platform workers who form a crucial part of the workforce. Dr. Mandavia also emphasized that the government is working on a comprehensive strategy to provide them with the social security they deserve. We have a report.
A gig worker is someone who takes on short-term or project-based jobs, often for multiple clients at once, rather than being employed by a single company. The registration of the workers will be undertaken on the eShram portal to facilitate the implementation of social security measures. The companies that employ gig and platform workers will be asked to take the lead in registering their workers on this portal. An online window will be available for aggregators to ensure a smooth and efficient registration process. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that a total of 157 stations in Uttar Pradesh have been rebuilt under the Amrit Station Scheme, and railway budget of Uttar Pradesh has been increased by 18 times. He was speaking on the occasion of the inauguration of train operation between Pilibhit and Mailani. He participated in the program this afternoon through virtual medium and also inaugurated the gauge conversion work of Pilibhit Shahagar railway station, done at a cost of 672 crore rupees. Senior JDU leader K.C. Tyagi has resigned as a party spokesperson today. Rajiv Ranjan Prasad has been appointed as a new party spokesperson. Mr. Tyagi said that he is neither upset nor disappointed and is still with the party. Meanwhile, former minister and former senior RJD leader Shyam Rajak officially joined the ruling JDU at a function in Patna. On the 22nd of August, he had quit the RJD and resigned from the post of the General Secretary. JDU working National President Sanjay Jha administered membership to him at the party state headquarters in Patna. On the other hand, opposition Rashtriya Janata Dal held demonstrations demanding nationwide caste-based census, an inclusion of reservation quota hike ratified by Bihar legislature in the 9th schedule of the constitution, which provides immunity to law from judicial review. This is Akashwani giving you the news for quick news updates round the clock. Follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. In Telangana, incessant rains continue to lash several parts of the state. State Chief Minister A. Revant Reddy has directed the entire government machinery to be on high alert. The government has issued a flash flood risk warning for 19 districts. Over 100 villages have been inundated in Khammam district, which witnessed over 52 centimetres of rainfall yesterday. NDRF teams have been rushed from other states. Union Minister of State for Home, Bendi Sanjay Kumar, said the severity of the situation has been conveyed to the Union Home Minister Amit Shah, and he issued orders for dispatching 9 NDRF teams, 3 each from Chennai, Visakhapatnam and Assam. Meanwhile, the Chief Minister has asked 3 of the state ministers to monitor the relief operations in the submerged areas. One person died and 3 others were feared washed away in separate rain-related incidents in the state. Our correspondent reports that train services also got hit as tracks were breached due to heavy rain at 3 places in South Central Railways.
The entire state is drenched due to the incessant rains that are lashing several parts of the state for the past 2 days. Normal life has been paralyzed in the affected areas. Heavy rains have wreaked havoc, especially in Khammam, Suryapet and Mehboobabad districts, leading to severe disruptions in transportation and communication. Thousands of vehicles stranded as streams are overflowing at some parts of the National Highway No. 65, which is linking Hyderabad and Vijayawada. Relief measures are underway to shift the people from inundated areas to safe locations. Meanwhile, NDRF teams are being rushed to carry rescue and relief operations in the affected areas. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Nara Chandrababu Naidu inspected the visited flooded areas in Vijayawada today. He reassured affected residents, promising government support and instructing officials to prioritize the evacuation of vulnerable individuals to safe locations. Mr. Naidu held several high-level review meetings in this regard. He said that the state has witnessed unprecedented rainfall, with some districts experiencing over 60% more than average rains. The Chief Minister ordered for immediate assessment of crop damage as flood waters recede. He assured that every farmer affected by the floods will receive fair compensation. Extreme weather conditions prevail in some parts of the Vidarbh region of Maharashtra. Washim and Yavatmal districts are under red alert due to severe weather conditions, while Buldhana, Akola and Wardha and Nagpur are under an orange alert. Heavy rainfall and potential flooding are expected. Since this morning, heavy rain has been pouring down in Washim district. The Union Home Ministry has constituted an interministerial central team, IMCT, led by the Executive Director of the National Institute of Disaster Management to assess damages caused by rainfall and floods in Gujarat. The team will shortly visit the flood-affected districts of the state. IMCT for Nagaland has also been constituted, which will visit the affected areas of the state shortly. During the 25th to 30th August, Gujarat was severely affected by heavy to extremely heavy rainfall due to deep depression formed over Rajasthan and Gujarat. Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan were also affected by heavy to very heavy rainfall. In a statement, Home Ministry said it is in touch with senior officers of these states and will depute the interministerial central team there as well if severe damages are reported by them. It said that the centre is fully committed to provide all possible help to affected states. In West Asia, UN agencies and Gaza Strip has launched an ambitious campaign to vaccinate 640,000 children against polio. The campaign relies on a series of localized pauses in fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas fighters, with the first window beginning today. The vaccination campaign began today in areas of central Gaza and will move to other areas in coming days. During this campaign, war will pause for at least 8 hours on 3 consecutive days. The World Health Organization said at least 90% of children under 10 must be immunized in a short time frame. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu emphasized that these pauses should not be construed as a ceasefire. In Bangladesh, the High Court today rejected the writ petition that sought ban on Awami League and cancellation of his registration for his alleged involvement in the killing of students and general people during the student-led mass upsurge. United News of Bangladesh reported Attorney General of Bangladesh Mohammad Asaduzzaman having said that an High Court bench passed the order after hearing the petition. And now the news from the Paris Paralympics.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with Indian athletes who have clinched a medal in the ongoing Paris Paralympics as of now. The athletes included bronze medalists Mona Agarwal, Preeti Pal, Rubina Francis and silver medalist Manish Narwal. PM Modi congratulated each of the winners and said they have made the country proud with their performances. On the fourth day of the 2024 Paralympics, the Indian contingent continued to perform well. Indian shuttler Nityashri Sumati Shivan is just one win away from securing a medal for India after reaching the women's singles SH6 semi-finals. Another para shuttler, Manisha, booked a semi-final clash with compatriot Tulasimati Murugesan, guaranteeing India a medal in the event. Para archer Rakesh Kumar advanced to the men's individual compound open quarter-final, defeating Ken Swagumilang of Indonesia in the 1/8 elimination round shoot-off. Preeti Pal, a silver medalist in the women's 100-meter T35 event, will aim to continue her strong performance in the women's 200-meter T35 event. Shooter Avni Lekra, who won a gold medal in the individual round, was eliminated in the mixed 10-meter air rifle prone SH1 event, along with compatriot Siddharth Babu. Sports Desk, Akashwani News.
In our bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak tomorrow at 9:30 p.m., we will bring an insightful discussion on symptoms, prevention and cure of vector-borne diseases. We will be joined in the studio by Dr. Tanu Jain, Director of the National Center for Vector-Borne Diseases Control, and Dr. Puneet Mishra, Professor of Community Medicine at AIIMS. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to ask our experts questions relating to vector-borne diseases, such as how does one get infected, ways to stay safe, its symptoms and cure. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu asked stakeholders to address the backlog of cases in judiciary. Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur underscored judiciary's commitment to provide a safe and accommodating environment for all sections of society, particularly women and other vulnerable groups. In Telangana, flash flood risk warning issued for 19 districts. Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy sounds high alert. Union Home Ministry constitutes interministerial central team to assess damages caused by rainfall and floods in Gujarat. And UN agencies in Gaza Strip launch ambitious campaign to vaccinate more than 6 lakh children. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.